What's up? Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Chat with K. What's up? What's good? Y'all miss me? I miss y'all too. I know. I haven't been in here on my verbal journal showing my voice or whatever. But last week, I spent the week with my family while my husband was gone away to Bible study for a few days. So I spent some time with my family and it was well needed. I enjoyed every bit of it. I got to like do some reflection, spend some time with my mom and my dad and my sisters and my grandma and my nephew and my brother. And yeah, it was just great seeing everybody, like, you know, I enjoyed it. So yeah, I'm back. I thought I would drop an episode. I know it's 4th of July, so if you celebrate the 4th, happy 4th to you. I did get my day started a little bit late today, so yeah. But today I want to talk about change. So all you beautiful souls that's tapped in, I just want us to explore the journey, embrace change, and spread love and light. So here we are, you know, and I just want to say that we really need to do a better job at embracing change and shifting our mindset and letting go of those things that no longer serve us. Harness that power that we have within. So yeah, like, you know, I don't know, like this weekend, like I said, like I did a lot of reflection, and just like everything in life and in like with friends and everything, like I feel like change is the only constant in life. No matter how much we try to resist it, it's inevitable. Like I remember times when I was resistant to change, and sometimes, you know, I still get that way, you know, but looking back, everything that has happened in my life and that I had to change, like I feel like I've had incredible growth, and I've also received opportunities that I never imagined. But you know, like sometimes we resist change. And I recognize this because, like, I want to say, like, if you want to say, like, 4 years ago, probably when I, you know, when my other friend, when we were close, I feel like, you know, I would entertain, like, the gossip and all of that type of stuff. But, like, that's just not me. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not into it. And you wonder, like, why do people resist change? Like, I mean, maybe it's the fear of the unknown. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's gonna happen if I change? Like, but then I had to sit and I think, like, what if we actually embrace change as a chance for growth? You know what I mean? Like, I learned that every experience is a lesson, you know? And sometimes, like, we, you know, you have to look within yourself sometimes. And I've learned that, like, sometimes people just don't want to change, and that's okay. But, you know, I also want to talk about, like, our mindset, because I realized that, all right, I'm going to just give you an example, right? Like, I know I've said it before, like, you know, I'm a stay-at-home wife and mom. And I realized there are some things that I want to change, like in my role of, because both my parents worked, so I never seen that. So for me, this is new. This is something new for me. So I have to create my version of what a stay-at-home wife and mom is. And like for me, being a homemaker, I want to make sure everybody's comfortable, and this is a place where everybody is going to always want to come back to. Like, I want to be the homemaker, you know. But anyway, I've been listening to Reverend Al, and he was talking about like changing your thought process, and that's like a reoccurring message that I keep getting, because if you have been listening to me or following me, you know that I always talk about, like, I ask God to show me him outside of religion, and that's exactly what he's been doing, like ordering my steps every single day. It's something new, and I'm just like, what? Like, mind blown. Like, I'm talking about things been happening to me supernaturally, and I know it might sound crazy, but yeah, we got power inside of us, y'all. And it might sound a little far-fetched, and that's why some people are where they are, because they believe in themselves and they believe the power that God has bestowed within them. And yeah, and I feel like I'm learning my power and learning everything that I am and who I am. But like, you know, we have to talk, we have to think about our mindset. And when you have a fixed mindset, our abilities are static. But if you have a growth mindset, you can develop your abilities through effort, doing different things. I mean, like, our mindset literally shapes how we perceive and respond to change, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, you know, it really starts with self-awareness. So, like, think about it. Like, are you projecting your thoughts and the things going on with you onto somebody else? Y'all, my kids in the background, you know, I'm upstairs, but they're still loud, and I feel like my mic is still picking it up. I don't know, because I can hear them. Y'all might not be able to, but anyways, you know. But I was talking about mindset because I was saying, like, how I wanted to develop my own version of what a wife and mom is and who I am. And, you know, I literally just said, you know what, I'm gonna do this. I just started, like, telling myself that I'm gonna do something, and I literally have been doing it. Like, I don't know, I just, you know, when I have practiced mindfulness, meditation, and, like, starting to engage in positive self-talk, because it's been many times where I haven't treated myself as well as I should have, you know what I'm saying? Like, the love and grace that I give to other people, I have not given to myself. And so now it's like, you know, I gotta set myself some goals. I gotta, you know what I'm saying, I gotta stay motivated. I gotta change and shift my mindset so that I can grow, because, like, that's what life is about, growing. And that's what I'm trying to do. And sometimes, y'all, growing means letting people go. Sometimes you just gotta let a person go, people, sometimes, because when you grow, some people aren't, they still stuck, they still stagnant, they still over there, they're not trying to grow, they want to, you know what I'm saying, stay in that same place of negativity and, like, pessimistic and woe is me. Like, why? I, you know what I'm saying, like, personal growth is essential for living life, fulfilling life, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes we gotta let go of the relationships that no longer serve us. And yeah, it can be tough, but boy, have I realized it's been necessary, because you pick up energy. We're all energy, y'all. My bad, y'all, got a little bit interrupted. But, you know, sometimes you have to, like, let go of people. You gotta let go of those relationships that no longer serve you, because we're all energy. And sometimes these relationships can drain your energy, like, and it's time for you to prune your circle, baby. It's time for you to prune. It's time to let go of that. I just realized that, you know, like, just, you know, you want people in your life and everything like that, but, like, think about what they do to you when they come around. Do they uplift you? Or does their energy bring you down? Do you feel like, no, I don't want to be, you know what I'm saying? I decided that it doesn't suit me, right? Like, I'll just use myself as an example, because, you know, I'm talking pretty much by myself, because y'all know this is my verbal journal. So, just like in, like I said, in my reflection of growing, I'm like, you know, I did have to let people go in order to, like, grow into who I am, because when I was holding on to certain relationships or allowing certain people to be, like, I started to feel down about myself. And I'm not saying, and this is nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be rude or disrespectful to the other parties. I'm just saying that I'm an optimistic person, right? So sometimes my optimism can, like, rub people the wrong way. However, I realize my light is my light. And I'm not going to allow other people to dim my light. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, when I think about how I feel after interacting with certain people, I realize, you know, it's okay. Like, I can love you, but with love, I have to love myself. And I can't allow you to drain me of my energy or even try to attempt to dim my light, because I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if, like, example, right? if I talk to a friend and, you know, the friend is venting to me, for example, and I'm not sure, like, for me, I had to learn the difference between somebody venting to me and actually wanting my advice, right? So I think that was my thing, where I had to find a balance within that and, like, realize, okay, this person wants my help or wants my, you know what I'm saying, my feedback, or they just want me to be, like, in their amen corner, just support and listen to them. But it got into the point where it's like, okay, well, what you think? And then I'm giving you my thoughts on what I think. And more than likely, what I think is going to be something, like, something positive to help you, like, try to help you change your mindset and think of something in a positive way. But I know that it can rub people the wrong way. And then I realize, hey, like, they're still being negative, or just one example, right? I'll use this, like, my husband is in a fraternity, right? He was going somewhere, and this was last year, so he was supposed to be going somewhere, and I don't have no issue with him doing anything. Like, I'm the type of person where, hey baby, you do your thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not the type of person that's mad if you have female friends. I'm not mad if you're talking to females. Like, that's just not my personality, because both of us are friendly people, right? And people gravitate towards us. Men probably gravitate to me the same way women gravitate towards him, because he's friendly and warm, right? The same way I am. That's just us. And we both know that about each other, right? He goes out all the time. I don't have an issue. But I'm talking to this person who is telling me all of this negative bullshit. And that's just what it was. Negative bullshit about what happens when they go out and who does this, who that. And then it came to the point where I took it on as my thought, and then here I am, like, being a bitch and doing stuff that I, you know what I'm saying, being somebody that's not. I picked up her energy, I picked up her negative, pessimistic, woe is me energy, and then I, you know what I'm saying, like, whatever she was projecting, I took it on and projected it. And I'm like, hold on. I had to take a step back and be like, this is not me. I don't trip over stuff like this. Like, whoa, this is, like, insecure. Let me back up. So what I'm saying is, sometimes we can pick up people's energy and it could be negative, and it could leave us feeling in a space, because, you know, as they say, misery loves company, right? And so that's how I felt in that situation. And then, like, time and time again, more things start happening. But again, I'm gonna let y'all know about that on my friends and folk episode. We'll talk about those things. But yeah, I had to hop up here and give y'all a little bit of something, you know, just like, we just need to spread love and kindness, because when we do, it creates a ripple effect. Because if you're being nice to somebody and they want to be mean, that's fine, because at the end of the day, you know, that's them. But a simple act of kindness, a smile, or just a kind word, you never know, it can make a huge difference in somebody's life, you know? I mean, for me, I want to continue to spread light and love, you know? So I want to be present and show gratitude and continue to, like, be there for people, because that's just who I am. Like, I don't care about what other people say. And, you know, I'm starting to get into my little astrological space, you know what I'm saying? It's a new moon in Cancer today, and it's a time of emotional growth and nurturing, guys. The energy of Cancer encourages us to connect with our emotions and set intentions for personal growth, y'all. So write down your intentions for the new lunar cycle. Do some meditation, some prayers. Reflect on your goals. What intentions are you going to set for this new moon? And how are you going to self-reflect and grow, you know? That's what I'm on. I'm just on spreading love, changing our mindset, you know what I'm saying? Letting go of them toxic relationships, y'all. Don't let them people hold you down. You know what I mean? So I just want to encourage everybody to just reflect on changing your mindset and being a better version. And, like, I promise you, like, I know sometimes, especially in today's world, it's so much going on, it's so many things that might bring us stress, it's many things that might make us feel like, oh, like, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. But you know what? Money not your source. People are not your source. God is your source. So go to your source. Remember who you are. I don't know. I want everybody to feel the peace and happiness that I feel, because that's what I feel like. I don't know. Like, me and my husband, we've been having like some great, great, great conversations, and I'm like, wow, like, I'm really creating the life that I dreamed of. Literally, just with my mindset, just in my thoughts, just shifting everything and just spreading love and light and not allowing that negative energy. You know, I know what Reverend Ike said, you know, like, put your fingers up in that way of a cross when somebody's spewing that negativity away. Cause you can't come in my space if you bringing that over here. Cause I'ma love you from a distance, but I don't need your energy in my space. You feel me? Like, if you got that, you keep that over there, baby. Let's go work on your growth and your mindset, okay? I love you. But yeah, that's all, y'all. This episode was just about change. So y'all, I'll catch y'all on the next episode, y'all. Stay positive. Embrace change and continue to spread love and light. Love you. Bye.